one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. LiveWire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from soggy Rochester, New York. This is Andrew Battisti, and tonight we'll be talking about the huge win for the Rhinos yesterday over the previously unbeaten Orlando City Lions. We'll talk to the man of the match, defender Pat Slojic. And speaking of defenders, in just a moment we'll be joined by Amy Barzuk of the Western New York Flash. The Flash have two very important matches this week. You might even call them must-win matches. Both of them on the road against Sky Blue on Thursday and Boston on Sunday. They really need those wins to make the playoffs in the NWSL. And we'll also have Dick Howard and Michael Lewis on as well to give you all the latest news from around the world of soccer internationally and here in the U.S. and doing a little flip-flop tonight. Michael Lewis will be on in our first half hour, and Dick Howard will be closing the show this evening. And joining us here in the studio, I guess you'd call it.
Exactly.
Is the world traveler, or at least the traveler of the United States, Mr. Sirianni, our host.
Well, good evening, Andrew, and thank you very much for the nice words you're saying. Actually, I traveled to my grandson's wedding, and, you know, it was a long trip, 14 hours going, 14 hours coming back. So I'm kind of beat, but that's beside the point. I'm here with you to talk about soccer, and I'm very elated that the Rhinos won. I'm really deep concerned about the Flash losing, and you know, it's just a trying time right now. I don't know what's wrong with the Flash, because according to the roster, they got good players, and whether they, you know, one player that they miss, it's essential, but there should not be that much difference. But apparently, it is.
Well, you know, when it's like if you're missing a, you know, if Juventus was missing, you know, Roberto Baggio back in the day, or, you know, a player like, you know, Messi, if he ever got injured. It's, you know, obviously we're talking about Abby, and Abby, unfortunately, was not available for the game on Friday because she was attending a funeral, and we all want to wish our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Dan Borislav, who the owner of Magic Jack, the founder of Magic Jack industry, but a man who certainly was very involved in women's soccer. He passed away suddenly last week at the age of
54, I thought it was.
So, yeah, certainly a shock to everybody, and you know, we all wish his family and friends all the best in these trying times.
That goes to show you, Andrew, life is unpredictable. You got to enjoy the moment, because never know if there is a tomorrow.
Carpe diem. You know what that means? Seize the day.
Seize the day.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk right now about the Western New York Flash, and joining us from the Flash is Amy Barzuk, and Amy's appearance brought to you by the Flash, of course. Flash in action again this Thursday on the road against Sky Blue at 7, and then Sunday they play Boston, the team that they lost to on the over the weekend. That's a 6:30 kickoff. The final home match of the year will be on Wednesday, the 13th of August, against Sky Blue at 7 p.m., Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. It is military night, so all of you people who are serving our armed forces, you can go to the match for free. So we hope to see many of you who serve our country, and we all want to salute you and all you do for us at the match on Wednesday the 13th. Good evening, Amy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, it's been an up and down weekend. I was very happy about the Rhinos win on Sunday, but of course disappointed about the Flash's result on Wednesday. But boy, it was certainly a very interesting match. Certainly not lacking for excitement. It was, especially when you guys came out of the locker room in the second half. I mean, Coach Lyons must have really fired you up because you were all over Boston and you got a goal from Carly Lloyd, but unfortunately the Breakers were up 3-1, and you guys couldn't find that equalizer. I think if you had found it, you probably would have gone on to win that game. But it just goes to show you, any team can beat any other team on any given night.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we came out and we gave it our all in so many games this season. You know, we've been saying the effort's there, but, you know, it's just that final ball or the goal or, you know, sliding on that tackle to, you know, stop a goal. But you know, we're still going to persevere, and we take these last four games super seriously. So we hope, you know, on Thursday in New Jersey and then on Sunday in Boston, we can, you know, get some redemption and finish out the season strong.
I mean, this is Joe Seriani. You know, because you're a defender, you can see the game from behind. What do you really think that went wrong with your team? I mean, it seems that you know, you got key personnel, you got people that have good credentials, and, you know, you should be able to sustain and win. You know, it's four games right now that your guys have kind of gone and have lost. What is really the problem, and what is the problem, you know, that the coaches and you guys see that need to be repaired?
You know, if I were to be able to name the problem, I think I would be a lifesaver for this team. I mean, we definitely have the players to be a great team, most definitely be a playoff team. But, you know, there's just been points on this season where, you know, we haven't necessarily clicked or, you know, it's hard to put your finger on, you know, because the effort and, you know, is always there, and we have great people. I mean, we have Carly, we have Abby, we have, you know, Sam Kerr, all the Spanish internationals. You know, we definitely have the personnel to, you know, be a number one team. So, I mean, we have figured it out some games and some games we haven't. You know, we hope that, you know, just these last four games we can figure it out and put the pieces together and, you know, really come together as a team. I think sometimes, you know, when teams are losing or whatnot, it's, you know, it's kind of the opposite effect. People tend to, you know, spread apart as opposed to coming together. So, you know, I just hope that we can come together these last four games and finish up strong.
Let me ask you a pointer question. Is it the absence of AB a big contributor to the team's success on the field?
You know, Abby obviously is a great presence to have on the field, you know, as far as, you know, her physical presence. And I think just mentally, you know, for our team, having her on the field is huge. You know, it kind of puts us at ease a little bit. And, you know, having a big target like that inside of your box is definitely, I think it puts the other team up on their heels a little bit. So, you know, if Abby's back this weekend, I think that would be huge for us. I mean, obviously, our team, I think, has done well without her, you know, but I think definitely if she's back, it would, you know, be a huge help both physically, you know, and mentally on the field.
With Amy Barzyk of the Western New York Flash. And Amy, just looking at the teams are ahead of us right now. It's Washington and Chicago. They're both 4 points up on the Flash. Washington has a very tough schedule. They have to play both Kansas City and Seattle, so there's certainly some drop points there. In the last game of the season, you guys have the Red Stars. And if it comes down to that last game and you beat the Red Stars, you would have the advantage head-to-head. So certainly the Flash are not out of the playoff picture by any means. Here, I mean, obviously big games against Sky Blue, a team though that we've historically done well against Sky Blue in the past. We've won most of the games against them, and obviously, you know, they have an outside chance of getting the playoffs. So Thursday's game really is a huge one for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sky Blue is obviously a great team, and they've been playing well lately. So, you know, even though we've had success against them in the past, we're, you know, absolutely not going to play that game down by any means. But I know you mentioned the Chicago game on August 16th, but as far as, you know, kind of our mentality now, we're just taking one game at a time, you know. So, you know, we've prepared well so far this week for the game on Thursday, so I really do think we're going to come out strong for that game.
When are you going? When are you traveling?
We travel on Wednesday.
Obviously, you guys have two games this week. How does the preparation change for you guys, knowing you have to play Thursday and then play again on Sunday?
I mean, you know, definitely at this point in the season, we've played 20 games, so, you know, people's legs are tired, you know, and it's hard with the schedule this year with four more games. You know, it just puts, you know, some weeks you have games that much closer to each other. So, you know, obviously, you know, rehabbing and stay, you know, ice bathing, all that stuff, but also, you know, mentally preparing for games that close is huge as well. So, you know, everyone on this team is very professional. So, you know, I think we'll handle it well.
Well, Amy, we wish you guys all the best of luck on Thursday against Sky Blue, and then I guess a revenge match against Boston on Sunday over in Beantown, and then the big match coming up on the 13th, the last home match against Sky Blue once again. So wish you guys well, and we will be watching the games online this weekend. Thanks so much, and wish the team good luck for us as well.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Amy. It's Amy Barzyk of the Western New York Flash. Again, the Flash in action this Thursday, 7 o'clock against Sky Blue. And again, Joe, they've done well against Sky Blue, so that could be three big points for them. And then, you know, Boston, it's a team, certainly, I think if they can find a way to stop Heather O'Reilly, they should do well against Boston. Because she two goals and two assists. I mean, she showed why she's a world-class player.
Well, certainly, you know, she's a key player for the team. And I seen her before, and unfortunately I didn't see the last game, but she's a umpire all the time. I mean, she's playing, she runs, she's not afraid of doing anything to win the ball. So, you know, a lot of kudos to her, but I believe that the coaches, they need to look and just control her a little bit, because she's the brain of the whole thing.
Certainly
you
is.
Know, much like we said that Abby, it's important to the team. This woman, it's important to their team. So,
Carrie Lloyd has really taken this team on her shoulder. She had a tremendous match. She had a goal and an assist herself. She's definitely been leading the Flash this year. I think, you know, if Abby comes back, it's a big lift for this team. And like I said, they're definitely not out of this by any
Andrew,
means. It's going to come down to that last game against Chicago.
Well, I got a question for you, Andrew, and much like I had for her. As you know, as an analyst of the game, and you're watching all the game, is it the problem in the defense? Is in the midfield, or it's in the forward that they don't score games? They don't score goals.
Well, it's the first time. It's amazing that the four goals that they gave up against Boston is the first time this franchise has ever given up four goals in a game. It's only the second time they've lost by multiple goals in the regular season in 100 matches. This was their 100th regular season match, the Flash. So give a lot of credit to this franchise, this organization. I mean, it was the first game this year they've lost by multiple goals. All the other losses have been by one goal. They're in every single match. And sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. I mean, there's been some bad luck. I mean, the Flash hit a couple of posts in the game. They had scored. They could have easily have changed the way this game has gone. But, you know, in the league we have in the United States, playoffs is what matters. So if you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. So that's what the Flash have to do. And, you know, the games that have happened are done. You got four games left. You got to go out and try to win all four of those games. And if they do that, I think they'll get into the playoffs. And then the slate's wiped clean and anything can happen.
But all the other teams that contended for the playoffs, they all have the same, you know, the same goals. So
right, absolutely.
It's
going to
be hard.
It's going to be exciting, too. We'll be looking forward to seeing them. And we will talk more about the Flash again next week. Right now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis, and we're going to talk about U.S. soccer. The Red Bulls had a big win on the weekend, not an MLS, but certainly a big win beating Arsenal, and of course this week you've got Yankee Stadium hosting Manchester City and Liverpool. We'll talk about that next with Michael Lewis on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash have two important road matches this week as they look to move into a playoff spot. The Flash take on Sky Blue FC on Thursday night at 7 p.m. and then face Boston on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash play their regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our Armed Forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their five-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Charleston Battery. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. It's summer fun night with a big fireworks display after the match. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
in our U.S. Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you tonight by Faber Homes. 889-4840 is the phone number to call, or go to faberhomes.com. And, of course, Bernie Iacovangelo, the owner of Faber Homes, a longtime supporter of this show and of soccer in Rochester.
And a very good friend of soccer, because right now he's somewhere coaching kids. But, you know, it's a soccer team that he's coaching, that he's trying to teach them the game and everything. So when you talk about people that do everything for the sports, Bernie is one of them. And kudos to them, to him, and many, many thanks for being part of our show and being part of who he really is. He's a giving guy, and he's a sport guy, and a truly good businessman.
Absolutely. Michael, good evening. How are things down in the Big Apple?
Hello, Mike.
I think we lost Michael. We'll get him back in just a moment. And, of course, we're talking about a lot of things happening in New York. And, of course, the Red Bulls. I got to ask him about the Red Bulls and Arsenal, because from what I was reading, about 99% of the fans were Arsenal fans at the game. So it was like a road game for the Red Bulls. But, I mean, it's going to be exciting to see Manchester City against Liverpool, the top two teams in England. They finished first and second in the Premiership. And
well, one of the things that I noticed.
And we have Michael back on the air now. Michael, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good, Mike.
And Joe's back with us as well.
Yeah. How are you, Mike? Everything good in New York?
I'm doing okay these days. A lot of soccer down here.
Yeah, we have a lot of storms in Rochester, though. So bad weather. But anyway, like you said, a lot of good soccer in New York. And, you know, all this touring team, as Andrew was discussing before, have drawn a lot of people to the stadiums. And, you know, I remember the days when we used to have them in Rochester as well. So things have changed. And what a shame that we are not able to bring some of those teams in Rochester to play, to expose our fans to the great players that, you know, they play in the English League, in the Italian League, and you know, all over the world. So
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you on this end here.
Well, we're just talking about the international matches that you're getting a chance to see. And, of course, the Red Bulls got a big win over the weekend over Arsenal, but I heard, Michael, and you can tell me if this is true, the vast majority of the people there were Arsenal fans.
Yes, they were, which made for a different type of atmosphere. It was more festive than anything else, but still, I think everyone got what they wanted. I think maybe outside of Thierry Henry scoring a goal, or the game-winning goal, but he did set up the lone goal of the match by, guess who, Bradley Wright Phillips, who seems to be the only Red Bull who could score these days. But a goal is a goal, and you don't care where it's coming from. But to me, what makes a match special is the atmosphere. I mean, if you play in front of an empty house, you lose something. And to me, Red Bull Arena bleeds atmosphere to begin with, even if there's no one there. But when you have a packed house like that, it puts it into a different orbit.
And to that point, Mike, what I was saying before is that in reading some of the numbers of fans that has been drawn by this touring team, it's really amazing that soccer, you know, it's in many cities, and they draw very, very well. And I was reflecting on the times when we used to have the same thing in Rochester, that we used to bring touring team to Rochester, and we exposed, you know, the Rochester fans to the great players.
Yeah, and unfortunately in those days, I know they did not fill Hollander Stadium, a different time. I think if you brought those same teams back, I think it was Lazio, AS Roma, Santos and Palais, you would fill whatever stadium you'd be in, whether it was Frontier Field, Salem Stadium, Hollander Stadium, or whatever. Just a different time. You know, it's funny, the Lancers needed to do that then, to bring in those teams, to show the people what soccer is like, whether it's in Europe or in South America. But unfortunately, the soccer explosion hadn't occurred yet, as it has in the last 10, 15, 20 years here.
That's very true. And, of course, coming up this week, I'm sure you're going to be at the house that Ruth built, but it's going to be the house that Manchester City built on this week, as the Manchester City will host Liverpool, a battle of the top two teams in England from last year, and I'm sure it's going to be, like you said, an atmosphere that's going to be second to none with the New York City faithful coming out to see these two great teams on this week.
Yeah, it's not every day you get a chance to see the two top teams face off from the very same league. Two teams that were only 2 points apart last season. Obviously, we know about Manchester City breaking a long, more than a four-decade drought before they won their first Premier League title or first title of anything, and then they do two times in 3 years. And Liverpool, after so many years, being up on top, finally, then they went through a dry spell, but they had a superb season last year. I think they surprised a lot of pundits out there. I'm just hoping for a good, well-played match and not too many substitutions, because that could drive you crazy sometimes if you're trying to cover a game. But that's just my little selfish perspective there.
Well, I'm sure each team, I think, had like 10 or 11 substitutions in the Red Bull match on Saturday. But the other big news in New York, of course, and news I'm very happy about, is the official signing of Frank Lampard to New York City FC, the second big-name player to sign with the new club that's going to play at Yankee Stadium next year, of course, after David Villa. But I think Mr. Lampard will certainly be a very well-received and a player that is just so well respected around the world. And I'm getting my Frank Lampard New York City FC jersey. He's one of my favorite players, and of course formerly of Chelsea.
And besides that, he speaks English.
Yes, he does speak English. So what's been the reaction in New York to Lampard signing?
I think it's been very, very positive. You're talking about a class player, a class individual. And just from the press conference and clinic and the whole event last week at Brooklyn Bridge Park, you could tell he is someone special. And I'm not saying, just as a player, we all know what he could do as a player, but I think he's going to bring something else to that team. He says he wants to be a leader. He said it a lot more eloquently than I did. And players like that don't come along very, very often. And I think what NYCFC has done is they have started to build up through the middle. They know what they're doing. Jason Christ and Claudio Reyna know what they're doing, and they won't say who they're going to get next, whether it's going to be a central defender or another midfielder, but they're doing what they're supposed to do, build a team through the middle.
Well, the big rumor now is a gentleman by the name of Ronaldinho is now out of contract now, and MLS may be interested. And boy, would that be a signing if New York City FC could bring him in. But I know there's going to be a lot of other teams that are after him as well.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the type of player that Jason Christ would want on his team. I mean, he could run hot and cold. I know 6-8 years ago he was at the top of the world. Some personal issues, I think, slowed him down. I think he enjoyed himself too much off the field. And, unfortunately, some players don't learn. You only have a finite career. And unfortunately, sometimes they learn the hard way, and I think he did. It'll be interesting to see if he does wind up in New York or in another MLS city, if a team does indeed want him.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention another big game tonight, and it's not involving an international team. In Seattle, it's the Sounders hosting the LA Galaxy, and they're expecting a huge crowd there, two of the best teams in Major League Soccer. It's Monday Night Football. It'll be on ESPN2 starting at 10 o'clock. What do you think about that match?
Again, we're going to be talking about atmosphere. And, they're going to pack the place. Seattle turned into a very, very special team. And, your guess is as good as mine, perhaps. I know LA is coming off that 7-0 smarting from Manchester United. They definitely have something to prove. And let's face it, Seattle is not going to give up too much at home. My gut feeling is it could wind up in a tie. Sometimes we say, this team is going to beat this team or whatever, but I would not be surprised if it winds up into a 2-2 draw. We'll see.
Well, it'll be good to see two U.S.-based teams drawing big crowds, and we'll see what the final number is. I'm sure it's going to be well up near some of the numbers we've seen for the international friendlies. So, Joe, anything else?
No, that's about it. My only thing that I want to say, I'm glad that Mike's part of our team. I'm really, really, really proud of him being with us, and I want to thank him openly and affectionately.
It's an interesting time of the year where even though many of these are not official games, that they're getting big, big crowds for essentially exhibition games. I think it shows how starved some of these fans and some of these cities are for, big-time soccer. Saying that, I think MLS has made some great strides in the improvement of play. No, it is not still Champions League caliber, and it's years away from that. But I'm not trying to sound like an advertisement, but I just think soccer fans, should go out and try a team in their area, whether it's USL, NASL, MLS, or PDL. Or W League for that matter, or NWSL. I hope I didn't miss anyone, just to see what it's like, what the atmosphere is like at a game, and just enjoy themselves.
You forgot the youth teams. I guess that's the only thing. So support soccer, that's what we say. Michael, thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you again next Monday night.
Thank you very much. My pleasure as always.
Thank you, Mike.
It's Michael Lewis, live from New York City here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, we'll have with us the man of the match from the Rhinos' famous 1-0 win over Orlando yesterday, Pat Slojic, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Soccer Sam, you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Voice of Liberty. W-Y-S-L. You are listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their five-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Charleston Battery. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. It's summer fun night with a big fireworks display after the match. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo.
Levo, offering quality dentistry with a
gentle touch. The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past three seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the second straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The West and New York Flash have two important road matches this week as they look to move into a playoff spot. The Flash take on Sky Blue FC on Thursday night at 7 p.m. and then face Boston on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash play their regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our Armed Forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, but what a game yesterday. The Rhinos doing what they've never done before. They've never beaten Orlando. Orlando came in undefeated. But they say defense wins championships. And as you know, following soccer for all these years.
That's correct, Andrew, because defense, good defensive, good goalkeeping can really set the tempo for any game to be won.
And that's what the Rhinos did. They got the lead, and they held it the entire match. And one of the big reasons why is the man who was voted man of the match in the win yesterday over Orlando. He joins us now, Pat Slojic of the Rhinos. His appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos are back in action this Friday at 7:30 against the Charleston Battery. You don't want to miss it. It's always a great match with Charleston coming in here. And there's fireworks after the match, so be sure to come out to Salem Stadium. 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Pat, good evening, and congratulations on the big win yesterday for the Rhinos, and congratulations on the being named man of the match.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Because I voted for you, so I can say that. Honestly, you had a great, great match. I mean, I was very surprised, though, with Orlando. They were definitely not the team that I expected to see. I think part of that, though, Bob Lee was saying that he had some secret plans for the match. I think part of it was the high pressure that we saw the forwards putting on their back line. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think it really threw Orlando off. They just seemed mm-hmm. like they could not put any kind of rhythm together throughout the whole match.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, we all knew we had to be organized defensively real early, and we knew, having played them twice already, we kind of knew how they like to work the ball at the back and how they're really possession-oriented team, and kind of having that, you know, before the game helped us figure out how we needed to organize ourselves, and I think we did a good job of making them uncomfortable on our field and not letting them get any rhythm.
What was the biggest thing that the coach told you guys to do?
This game, it was to work for each other is the main thing he kept stressing. We all had to be organized. We had to organize the people around us, and as well as take care of our own individual battles on the field. And I think that's what we all stepped up really well that game, and both won our battles and helped each other out. So we just played as a team, and I think that's what why we were able to pull off that upset.
I wouldn't even call it an upset. I mean, they might call it an upset in the league, but you guys have played Orlando very tough all year. It's been very even. The first game, mm-hmm. the 3-1 result was a little misleading because they scored a late goal, and certainly the the game here in Rochester the first time around was a very even match, and I think the Rhinos, though, were dominant in the game. I mean, Orlando had 12 corners, true, but none of them really were threatening. I think McCarthy got a couple of good punches, and you guys were very organized in the back. And I think they tried to play the high ball against you guys. And when you got yourself at 6'6", Baba Diallo at 6'5", and Anuel Bassi at 6'3", back there, it's going to be very difficult for any team to beat you guys in the air.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, whenever we broke their rhythm passing on the ground, they had to resort to those long balls. And, you know, luckily our back four is really good at dealing with those. We had like the size and we're really well organized, so it kind of just played into our hand really well yesterday.
Do you think that the midfield organization helped the defense this time to control the game, or was merely the forward coming back and helping as well?
The forwards for coming back definitely helped, but I think the midfield organization was definitely what made it most difficult for them to pass the ball, because they're so good at usually they find their center midfielders and then spray the ball either wide or slip their forwards through. And I think having our midfielders organized early really stopped them from getting those balls through and closing off the gaps that they usually find through balls for.
With Pat Sulchuk of the Rochester Rhinos, the man of the match of Rhinos' win over Orlando yesterday. Rhinos in action this Friday night against Charleston at 7:30. And Pat, one of the things I was mentioning during the broadcast, and there were a couple of instances where there was a 1v1 opportunity for either Molino or Gentile when he came into the game for Orlando, and you really shut those down. And I was very surprised by your quickness and the way you were able to close these guys down very fast and really knock them off the ball and not allow them to get a chance on goal. So again, congratulations. And where did you learn your defensive technique against, again, being such a big guy, having to deal with these quick forwards?
Yeah. I mean, that's something I always work on, is like my quickness, because, you know, being so big, it's hard for me to move around, especially with these quick little guys. So that's kind of something I've always focused on growing up, and that's what my coaches have always told me. That's something I have to make sure is good, because as a center back, I'm going to be in those situations against fast forwards and just have to be able to deal with them.
In fact, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if people have told you about this, there's a legacy for Cornell University here in Rochester. I mean, obviously you're very close to Rochester, just an hour and a half away down in Ithaca, but there's been a couple of big-name players who have played here in Rochester who went to Cornell. First off, Dave Sarakin, who played for the Rochester Lancers, who is now, of course, is the assistant coach of the LA Galaxy and coached in Major League Soccer and with the U.S. national team, and Scott Palguta, who played here many years for the Rhinos, went to Cornell as well. So certainly there's a great connection. And tell us about what it was like for you to play at Cornell in the Ivy League.
Oh, it was a great experience. I mean, the Ivy League is a really, really athletic, really, like, all the teams were really close. So it made it difficult and definitely forced me to be a better player playing there. And, but, I mean, yeah, it's been a, you know, getting to play there was a big reason why I made it to Rochester, having both my coaches there, and then there's a legacy of great players coming through that program. So I think getting to play there was, you know, real, real huge in me making it to this point.
Well, coming up this Friday, obviously, the Rhinos are against to play Charleston. We beat them here 1-0 in the opening match of the season, but certainly the Battery will be tough. They're always, it's a long rivalry between these two clubs. What do you expect to see on Friday night?
I expect to see, you know, another physical battle. You know, we have two teams who both, you know, want points, are trying to get as many as they can with the rest of the season. So I think it'll be a physical battle. I think both teams will be, you know, coming out to compete, and I think it'll just be about which team can do their own game better, and then which team can force the other team off their game. So I definitely think it'll be a pretty high-intensity match for sure.
Well, we encourage everyone to come out. There was a great crowd yesterday, over 8,500 people, see the Rhinos beat Orlando. So you want to see everybody out there again, and you got fireworks after the match, and of course, the Rhinos want to have a big crowd to cheer them on for as they try to move up the table. Get a home playoff match is the goal, I'm sure. So I wish you guys the best of luck. Look forward to calling the match on Friday night against Charleston, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Pat Slojic, and you know the guy went to Cornell. Very well spoken.
I know. Just like our friend.
Just like this. We got to get Mr. Sarakin on the show. It's been a while. Of course, tonight would have been a bad night. He's busy preparing for the Seattle Sounders right now. But we'll get him on the show very soon. It's been a long time since we've spoken to our good friend Dave Sarakin. But one guy we speak to every week, we always love having on, is Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll go up and talk to him. We'll get all the lowdown on those big matches that happened up in Toronto this past week and get the latest international soccer news. We'll even mention Chelsea a couple times. I know, Joe, you're looking forward to that. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
I've never seen you look like this without a reason. Another promise falling through another season.
The West and New York Flash have two important road matches this week as they look to move into a playoff spot. The Flash take on Sky Blue FC on Thursday night at 7 p.m. and then face Boston on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash play their regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our Armed Forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their five-match homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Charleston Battery. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. It's summer fun night with a big fireworks display after the match. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on this important match. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, the fall season, and it certainly seems like fall in Rochester today. The fall season's just around the corner, so all you high school and college teams and fall rec leagues, get your gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Get it monogrammed, embroidered, all the stuff you need at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle that you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a discount, and they'll probably even give you a smile, too.
And you're right, the discount. And we want to thank Tony and Michelle for the support of Soccer Kick in the Grass. You know, for many, many years, Tony's been one of our biggest sponsors, and we thank him very much.
Absolutely. Good evening, Dick. How are you doing?
Good evening, guys. So DDA returns home, Andrew.
Oh, I am so happy. Oh, come on,
we're not going to talk about Chelsea.
Yes, we are.
Not about Didier Drogba. Not about anything that has to do with Chelsea.
Sorry, Joe. No,
it's all smile besides that.
Well, Jose Mourinho, he knows. I mean, what Didier Drogba has done for Chelsea in the past, he led them to the Champions League. If it wasn't for him, they would never have lifted the trophy against Bayern Munich. And Drogba still has some legs left in him. I know he's 37, could be 38 years old, but you know, he's a guy who has an unbelievable amount of talent. He's so loved in at Stamford Bridge. And you got to wonder, does this mean that we may be seeing the end of Fernando Torres? The Torres experiment may finally be over.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win, guys, isn't it? Because you've got a player that desperately wants to go back to play for Chelsea, and Chelsea certainly could do with a player like a Didier Drogba. Albeit, I think he'll probably come in off the bench to do his magic, but it reminds me a lot of the situation that we have up here with Toronto FC, with Dwayne De Rosario, of course, a veteran, proved his point over the years, you know, a tremendous goal scorer for club and country, and has come back to play for Toronto FC and just maybe makes cameo appearances coming off the bench. In fact, when he played the other night against Tottenham, I thought he was one of the better players.
Now, I want to ask you about that match, Dick, because in goal for Toronto FC, for at least part of that match, was young Quillen Roberts, who shut out the Rhinos on last week against when he played for Wilmington, and also a couple of the other, Jordan Hamilton, who scored the goal against the Rhinos, played for Toronto, and I think they did pretty well for themselves, the youngsters, against an English Premier side.
They did, and you're right, it was a good connection with Hamilton. He took a really good opportunity and scored an excellent goal. Unfortunately, it was not enough. The TFC lost by 3-2, but he did well, and Quillen Roberts, he didn't have any chance at all. It was a fabulous goal that Spurs scored in the second half to win the game 3-2. But it certainly showed their ability. And one of the things, apparently, is that the young striker is going to go on loan to a Portuguese club over the winter months.
It's good
so he's,
him,
I think, proving his point. I was at the press conference when he was introduced to the media and had a good chat with his parents. They were so proud that their son was getting into the professional ranks, and I certainly wish him well.
Certainly. But I know Joe is clamoring to know about the Italian legends against the Portuguese legends. That must have been something.
Tell us about that.
It was great, Joe. You would really have enjoyed it. Franco Baresi, you know, he's still playing the offside trap even after all these years and playing at the back. Paolo Di Canio was arguably the most active player. You know, he was all over the place. Del Vecchio also did well, scored a great goal. Galli, I thought, in goal for the Italy, made some excellent saves and showed the value, even though he's now, you know, I don't know how many years in age, but he certainly impressed me with his ability between the posts. And they were a full value for the 2-0 win. So all in all the fans of the Azzurri, and there were, you know, a fair number of people wearing the blue and white in the crowd of estimated at 13,000-14,000 at BMO Field. So certainly a great atmosphere, and great to see some players that are not too long removed from playing in the game themselves, but they still have that competitive urge.
Certainly, they're talking about the Italian teams, the Turin team in the United States, they're not doing too well. You know, AC Milan got trounced 5-1, I believe, or 4-1. And Inter, you know, won in penalties and Roman not doing that great either when you compare it to the English team.
AC Milan, though, the Greeks must have been partying all night, Dick, and with Olympiakos 3-0 over AC Milan. Yeah, that is a stunning result.
Certainly a very impressive performance by Olympiakos against an AC Milan team that was missing, you know, a lot of their key players, of course, still having what they call holiday leave before coming back, players that played in the World Cup. So that is always a factor, and certainly they will be a lot stronger when the Serie A season starts. But it was great. I thought, you know, when I saw the result and I saw the attendance with regards to the 7-0 win by Manchester United over the LA Galaxy in front of over 86,000, I think it's just quite remarkable, isn't it, for an exhibition game.
Well, I think that's going to be eclipsed later this week when United takes on Real Madrid. It's going to be at Michigan Stadium, and that the big house holds about 110,000 people, and it's supposed to be practically full for this match. What an atmosphere that's going to be. I cannot wait. I'm going to watch that match. I can't wait to see
it. It's unbelievable, guys. You know, I think it's just fabulous. You know, the crowds that come out to support teams, albeit some of them, they're playing in a competitive tournament, some of them just playing exhibition games, but the fans in the United States, I think, and it was reflected, as we know, in the World Cup, just can't get enough of the world's game, and I think it's tremendous when mainly English Premier League clubs come over and spend their pre-season over here, because it's win-win for everybody. It's win-win for the sponsors, win-win for the fans, because they get up close and personal to their heroes, and everybody wins in these kind of situations.
You know, not to say that, imagine if there was some, Mexican team or, Latin team that were here with the population in the United States of Spanish-speaking people, they would have a lot of more fans on the stadium. You know, there were not. There was no Mexican team.
Well, we know with regards to Mexican teams, whether it's club teams or whether it's a national team, El Tri, playing in the States, I'm always in awe of the fans of Mexican football, because they just will travel. And I've seen that here in Toronto over the years, where Mexico have been playing key games, key World Cup qualifying games in Toronto, and there's more green and white scarves and colours in the crowd than there are red and white. It's just quite remarkable with regards to the support. And I think overall it's just been such a positive summer, hasn't it, with a tremendous World Cup followed up with all these exhibition games and a very competitive Major League Soccer season.
Certainly, of course, there'll be a huge crowd tonight with L.A. going to Seattle to take on the Sounders, and it'll be on television at 10 o'clock on ESPN2. So we didn't get to the other big news, Dick, about the World Cup in Russia, but we'll save that for next week. Maybe there'll be some more news that comes out regarding that, but we'll leave that for another day. We'll keep this on a happy note. And Dick, again, we appreciate you being on the show with us every week, as you do, and we look forward to getting close to the start of the domestic seasons, and it's going to be a great season. Looking forward to it with all the teams starting up very soon. So,
and we're not going to talk about Chelsea anymore.
Yes, we are going to talk about Chelsea.
We'll talk about Serie A, Joe. We will not neglect Juve.
Exactly.
And,
we need to talk more about Spanish league, Italian league, and German league. Forget the English league.
No. Not while I'm on the show. Dick, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Always a pleasure, guys. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Dick. Bye-bye.
Dick Howard. And Dick, of course, wants to talk about Everton, so we got to talk about Everton.
I can tolerate Everton. I don't know about Chelsea.
Well, I want to thank our guests tonight, Pat Slojic of the Rochester Rhinos, along with Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, everybody at the Rhinos organization, Amy Barzik from the Western New York Flash, along with Aaron Lines and Jackie Maynard, Mike Sapol, everybody over in Buffalo at the Flash offices. The Rhinos are in action this Friday night at Salem Stadium at 7:30 against the Charleston Battery, the Flash on the road Thursday against Sky Blue at 7 o'clock on the road, and then at Boston Sunday at 6:30. Call 454-KICK to get your tickets for the Rhinos on Friday, and then the Flash's final home match on August 13th against Sky Blue.
This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, Michael Lewis in the Big Apple, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday night at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One nothing.
Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.